This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This morning, the state's budget chief announced that Massachusetts will have to trim up to $1.5 billion from its budget next year, and those cuts will be made across the board. Cities and states around the country are facing similar financial problems, and they're finding all sorts of ways to reduce costs. Colorado Springs removed trash cans from its parks to save on garbage pickup. In Vermont, the entire court system is now closed for a half-day a week to bring down expenses. And the state of Connecticut slashed its tourism budget from $4.3 million to one. And I don't mean 1 million, I mean $1. $1 is now the total size of Connecticut's tourism budget. That's a reduction of 99.9998%. And that cut has had at least one startling consequence. Connecticut no longer appears on a certain well-known tourism map. Here to tell us how and why that happened is WBUR's web reporter Andrew Phelps. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Sasha.
And also with us today is media analyst and BU professor John Carroll. Hi, John.
Hi, Sasha.
So, Andrew, I want to start with you. What in the world happened to Connecticut? Where did it go? Why is it off the map?
Connecticut, the nutmeg state, birthplace of George W. Bush, Benedict Arnold, and John Mayer, appears to have disappeared. So the best information we have is it's a state south of Massachusetts and east of New York State. You can drive along the south coast to Rhode Island and Bangor, right, and you're there. On this map that belongs to Discover New England, which is the regional tourism bureau for New England, Connecticut is gone. New York City, Montreal, still there. But in place of Connecticut, a big white space, which does give Rhode Island a lot more prominence than it normally enjoys.
So no Connecticut. Connecticut used to be on this map.
That's right. As of recently, it's gone.
And why is it gone?
So this map is produced to promote New England to travelers around the world. And it was formed I guess it was 1992 by the governors of the six, now five, New England states. So it's a sort of a quasi-official representation of New England. And the groups, the dues for this group, the dues to be included on this map every year are $100,000. Because the state slashed its tourism budget two fiscal years ago, it could no longer afford to pay these dues. And after giving it about 6 months of sort of free time, the board at Discover New England decided it was not fair to the other New England states. So all references to Connecticut are gone. It's off the map. The links to the tourism sites and the events and the attractions are all gone.
Do you know, Andrew, if these are physical maps, like printed maps, so that even if Connecticut suddenly pays its dues, it's going to take a while to get new maps out there? Do you know?
That's a great question. I don't actually know. I know that on the website, it's very prominent on the homepage. By the way, you can see the map at our website, wbur.org/Boston.
John Carroll, I understand you may have relatives in Connecticut?
In the interest of full disclosure, I should say I have brothers and sisters in Connecticut. And so considering that this is the gift-giving season, I'm going to try to be cautious here. But that said, I mean, Connecticut is one sad sack of a state. I mean, who loses their spot in their region? You know, this never happens. You don't lose your spot. Meanwhile, if I'm Quebec, I'm making a strong play right now to be included. This would be like dual citizenship. They could be in two areas at the same time. It would be great for tourism.
Someone mentioned this is what Quebec has been trying to do for years, and Connecticut's done it without so much as an effort.
Exactly.
So
one of the interesting things when Andrew was describing where Connecticut is, it's always described in terms of someplace else. So, you know, there's a McDonald's commercial where it's described, called New Yorkachusetts, and its name itself comes from an Indian name that means beside the long tidal river. So it's always someplace else that you're referring to. This is why I think it should now be called the Pluto State, because it's basically lost its status.
I always see it as on the way to something.
Exactly.
The drive-through state. That's the other one.
And many people have often said, is Connecticut really part of New England? Is it more part of the Mid-Atlantic? As you said, New Yorkachusetts. So is this just really, was this a long time coming?
New York doesn't want any part of it. I mean, they're willing to stash their workers up there, but I don't think they really want them to be part of the immediate region.
Okay, now, I'm wondering whether, in terms of slashing this tourism budget, which we've seen has had one negative impact already for Connecticut, really, Andrew, was it sort of easy money for Connecticut to drop out of its budget without having any impact? Or could actually slashing your tourism budget actually hurt the state? I mean, are they going to see more repercussions from this?
It's money that, at least as far as I'm aware, businesses and tourist attractions could really use. It was cut in the last couple of years because of the economic crisis under outgoing Governor M. Jody Rell. like you said, it was cut from, you know, several million dollars down to $1, so it almost doesn't exist. It forced them to cut their ad campaign closer than you think, a little bit of an abstract concept.
That was the name of the campaign, closer than you
think. Exactly, meant apparently for professionals, upscale professional women in New York who don't yet have a home in Connecticut. So in all seriousness, the cuts have hurt businesses that really need the promotion. I spoke to one of those business owners, Celeste Eklund. She's president of the Railroad Museum of New England in Thomaston, Connecticut, forgive me. She says tourism is an economic engine with ripple effects. People visit her museum, they eat at a restaurant nearby, they stay in the hotel that night, and here's Eklund.
Most of our customers come from, we have New York, Long Island, New Jersey, visitors from Massachusetts, other parts of New England. So to know that the state's not spending any money on tourism here is pretty discouraging.
She was really discouraged. Last year, when reporting on the cut, the New York Times said tourists spend an estimated $14 billion a year in Connecticut. And the Times quoted the state's tourism director, who estimated that tourism supported 170,000 jobs in the state. So Eklund says her nonprofit has to pay for its own marketing now. It has to compete for grants that everybody else in the state wants. There are fewer tourism offices. There were 7. There are now 3 statewide. I asked her if websites like this really matter, you know, if people who want to go on vacation actually go to a tourism website to plan their stay. And she said, yes, absolutely. Discover New England is real, and the web services that it provides to small businesses like hers is real.
So, John Carroll, we just heard Andrew Phelps say that by at least one estimate, $14 billion gets spent by tourists in Connecticut every year. How much does Connecticut then, do you think, need that $4 million tourism budget? How much does that $4 million bring in the $14
billion? Well, it's a pretty good return on investment, all things considered. I mean, they spend more than that $4 million, I think, overall, but it's that's not a bad return. My question is, why did they give them a dollar? I mean, what are they, taunting them? It's not like a bank account where you need to leave a dollar in there to keep it open, right?
Minimum balance.
I just thought that was kind of odd. At any rate, I think that what they need to do is look at less expensive ways of advertising. Television's very expensive, especially in that market.
So, what do you recommend?
Well, I mean, they can go to social media. If I were them, I'd bring Andrew in and have him consult. They can go to social media. They can try to piggyback on some other marketing efforts. I mean, I think they're going to have to get inventive and come up with some ingenious ways to spread the word around. Let me just say, there are things that are worth seeing in Connecticut. I've seen some of them myself. The Mark Twain House is terrific in Hartford. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things to see there in all seriousness. So I think what they need to do is just to figure out how to be a lot more nimble and how to be a lot more sort of alternate in their media.
Andrew Phelps, you've just been dubbed an unofficial social media consultant by John Carroll. Do we think that Connecticut could ever be restored to New England?
I'm intrigued. There is a modest but emerging trend on Twitter started by one of our listeners called UndeleteCT. It's a hashtag, UndeleteCT. The idea being that Connecticut deserves its statehood in New England back. Someone online, Joyce Linehan, tweeted, Connecticut, a.k.a. state in my way, no longer on the map, makes the drive from Boston to New York faster. And Gail Lowton tweets, finally, you can't be both New England and Tri-State. So I guess Connecticut wanted it all, but now it's only one of those. The Times article I was speaking about earlier quoted somebody from the Long Island Convention and Visitors Bureau who said, you guys are falling off the map, and it kind of makes our job easier.
On the other hand, this is the most publicity Connecticut has gotten in a long time.
That's
so
true.
So this may be actually a fiendish plot by the people of Connecticut
exactly.
to draw attention
kind of
to
brilliant.
Themselves, this sort of Soviet Union disappearing of an entire state.
John Carroll, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
John Carroll's a media analyst and professor at BU. And Andrew Phelps, WBUR's web reporter, thank you too.
Thank you, Sasha.
From Berlin down to Belize, take you for a ride on a slow boat to China. Tell me where in the world.
Carmen San Diego.
Steal their soul in South Korea. Maybe another country.